Good morning. High pressure that brought us brilliant sunshine for the second half of the weekend and unseasonably mild temperatures will hold on again today, keeping the weather dry and mostly sunny. As the center of the high over Bermuda tracks off the Atlantic, a return southwesterly wind flow will increase today and push temperatures even higher. As we start in the 30s and 40s this morning, quickly we'll climb through the 50s and well into the 60s this afternoon for daytime highs, with a few spots in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and perhaps the Connecticut Valley touching the 70-degree mark. Skies will gradually cloud over as we head towards sunset and especially after dark tonight as a front heads in our direction from the Great Lakes. It'll stay dry through the evening and most of the overnight hours, with just the slight chance of a couple of showers by sunrise towards central New York. Overnight lows will stay in the 40s across most of the region. That front will continue to press through our area during the day on Tuesday, and skies will be cloudy with a good chance of showers. Still out ahead of the front, temperatures will manage to reach well into the 50s and some places even touch the 60-degree mark on Tuesday afternoon. Behind the front, we'll dry it off and cool it down just a touch on Wednesday and Thursday. With a new area of high pressure building in, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and highs both days in the lower 50s. A weak disturbance will track our way for the day on Friday with mostly cloudy skies and a renewed chance of a few scattered showers, with highs staying in the lower 50s before dipping back into the 40s behind that system for the weekend. It'll be dry both weekend days with a good amount of sunshine. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front over the plains and upper Midwest will continue to move south and east to start the week. Meanwhile, a stationary boundary will extend across southern Canada and into Maine. This will serve as the focus for rainfall over the mid-Mississippi Valley as an area of low pressure over Kansas moves into Iowa today and then through Michigan tomorrow. Light to moderate rain should expand out of the southern plains with some embedded heavier elements. The eastern portion of the front across Maine will produce light to moderate snow in the colder air in northernmost New England. Mixed precipitation near the boundary as well. Rainfall will push through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys by Tuesday. Meanwhile, over California, a system over the Pacific Ocean will sink south today and then east tomorrow. Increasingly heavier rain and perhaps some thunder and lightning are possible as the cold front approaches the coast, focused on around Point Conception, south through the transverse and peninsular ranges. With aerial amounts of 1.5 to 2 inches of rain in the lower elevations and 2 to 3 inches in the mountain areas, localized flooding is possible. The Weather Prediction Center maintains a slight risk for excessive rainfall by Tuesday in these areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 23 degrees, with a west wind at 69, gusting to 76 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 55 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 19, 34% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.27 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at San Manuel, Texas, to a low of 4 below zero at Estacourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 27, the average temperature 43, that's 11 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still just a tenth of an inch for the month, which is 3.6 inches of snow below normal, and 42.4 inches of snow for the season, which is now 8.2 inches below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high, 81, set in 2016, and the record low, 24 below zero in 1943. Sunrise this morning, 7:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:55 p.m. 11 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with the risk of a shower towards sunrise and lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Increasing clouds tonight in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Increasing clouds tonight in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely in the upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday, both days in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Friday in the lower 50s, mostly sunny upper 40s on Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.